Welcome to the NutraMedical Report for the 8th of February, 2007, and our special guest after some news at the top of the hour. And believe me, we have an incredible amount of news. There's so many things going on, and you can check out over 32 pages of links on NutraMedical and on Clay and Iron. Amazing situations. Well, there's a deal with North Korea's nukes now in the off. And of course, always on and off as we move forward. We're no such thing about talking about invading North Korea because we will immediately have nuclear missiles heading toward Los Angeles. Environment Minister battles MP, Member of Parliament, over this new Earth tax based on what's going on in terms of the environment. This is pretty serious. This whole global environmental issue has been hijacked by Al Gore, and it's another very convenient lie. Not the inconvenient truth, but a very convenient lie. And we're going to take this apart piece by piece and show that global warming is the whole solar system is warming up. We're seeing at a solar minimum, we are actually warming up. There's also increased geothermal activity at the bottom of the oceans, which is releasing methane and other gases that are greenhouse gas trappers. Mankind's contribution, even at the peak of our industry, is a tiny little blip. And these cycles repeatedly come back because we're moving through the galactic plane, and as we approach it, we're also seeing increases in the geothermal activity, plus the increased risk of very large objects like comets, dwarf stars, etc., as we approach what's called the dark rift or the galactic plane. Mad cow disease now found in Alberta, so further cases proving that this plague is spreading and it's in the open news. Levees need major surgery, not just Band-Aids, but I guess that's all they're going to get now is Band-Aids as we move towards storm season again this year. RFID tech future, and they talk about shopping and household chores will become so easy with the RFID chip, but privacy is gone. According, in other words, life in the Matrix is good. And, of course, a new drug, Ally, A-L-L-I, a fat-blocking drug, now going to be over-the-counter. Again, another toxic, dangerous drug to be sold over-the-counter. A Gardasil, which, of course, is a vaccine to fight more strains of the cervical cancer, which is total garbage. The drug company is getting away with literally lies and deception. This is an attenuated virus. It's incredibly dangerous with all the toxins present. It's absolutely obscene that they're literally having the governor forcing or trying to force through edict this on the little girls 8 to 12 in Texas. And then, of course, across the country, of course, the state of Colorado, The chief vaccine officer, Dr. Ned Kalas, just happens to be the president of the Board of Medical Examiners. And, of course, this is the next state where they're trying to force this on the people. Not surprising. Not surprising at all. Nigeria, human toll. The first death due to avian H5N1. We're now seeing, as Dr. Henry Nyman said, the virus is quite capable of weaponizing itself. We're moving very quickly toward a pandemic. I believe we are months, not years away. It's either very possibly, without any absolute predictions, this year or next, we are very close to seeing large clusters and pandemic conversion. Blood pressure gene has now been discovered, and of course, I know natural ways of approaching almost every illness, and we do provide consultation of natural nutraceutical recommendations, and you can call at 888-212-8871. Opioid prescribing at the forefront of the Pain Medicine Conference, and of course, this is at the New Orleans National American Academy of Pain Medicine. The fact is there is a drug war against pain patients and pain doctors sponsored by the DEA, the Department of Justice, and the insane state boards of medical examiners that don't even follow the Federation of State Medical Boards guidelines because the illegal drug trade is run by the above government and the corrupt government agencies, including the FBI, etc. Livermore Lab to escalate DU testing. They're going to now test after 40-some years of depleted uranium nanoparticles circulating over the greater San Francisco area. Anti-immigration fueled a Ku Klux Klan resurgence and climate change verdict. Gore calls on industrial countries to stop the global warming and nuclear terrorism risk increases. Lots of news. We'll be back in just a moment.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Welcome to the NutriMedical Report for February the 8th, 2007. And we have an amazing show today. We deal with the connecting all the dots because ultimately the battle is spiritual, it is informational, and it is one where if you don't have the proper armor on, that means dealing with biblical principles, you cannot engage in battle, whether you're dealing with a corrupt government, a corrupt corporations, or an evil and corrupt world that needs to be done. Both the issues of mercy and judgment have to be done because we have to emulate, as Jesus said, we have to do everything that the Most High God does. And if we don't engage and properly, as it says, put on the full armor, we are going to be in a battlefield which is increasingly heating up. We will be picked off. And it's important for us to, if we're going to engage, we better know that we are in a battlefield. Those who don't believe there's a war are literally have their head between the knees at the bottom of a foxhole. Those who stand up, people like myself, Alex Jones, other major leaders in the movement, we know that these things are real because we have been shot at. And if you have your character, your armor on, you can tolerate the battlefield and you can win. But if you don't, you're going to be in big trouble. So we're going to talk about this because it's a key issue in terms of getting ready for warfare. And warfare on the national ID, which is coming up in the state of Maine, has now passed legislation that's going to stop it. Hopefully this will spread across the country, just like the stopping of the acceptance of the Patriot Act, the providing advanced technology to receive and intercept operational terrorism, which has nothing to do with patriotism. Of course, the terror acts now replicated in many different countries, Canada, Britain, Australia, South Africa, all over the world now, replicating these evils that are being promulgated in America and around the world so that make the world into a sort of regions or control zones, exactly as it says in the Bible, 10 different regions, all controlled. And you can see it right in the amazing documents, the Council on Foreign Relations Foreign Affairs Journal of September 1970, you can see the actual territories they talk about. North America, of course, is Zone 3. But in order to engage these battles, you need to know the spiritual principles. And so I want to welcome to the program Philip Sako. And, of course, our constitutional expert will be back with Phil on the next show. Better and bigger. We shall have some amazing information here to give you today. So welcome to the program, Phil.
Hey.
Philip, you have a remarkable website. And I posted links both on NutraMedical and Clay and Iron for today's news. So if people are going to the websites, NutraMedical and Clay and Iron, that's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or Clay and Iron, just like the book of Daniel. That's why, because it's the last secular empire that God will tolerate on the earth. The next, literally, kingdom is the kingdom of the Most High, which is a kingdom that will never, and I mean N-E-V-E-R, end. And that's the reason is because if we do not cross over, if we do not pass the test, literally, as a civilization corporately, we will not be. And that's why putting on the armor is not just a personal thing. It's a national, it's a corporate, and it's a global thing for mankind. And we are being passed the test in the examination room now. And putting on the armor is the very most important thing. You would not go into a battle without the armor on. And you're an expert both in the martial art of dealing with middle-age warfare, but also the biblical principles behind that, so and constitutional law. So let's start with the whole principles that you posted as talking points. Phil, let's get on with the program today, and then we're, of course, going to take calls through the program. We have calls at 800-313-9443. And here on the NutraMedical Report, you'll see us talk about everything from vaccines to spiritual warfare to geopolitics to chemtrails. We connect all the dots, and we go deeper than anyone else, anywhere else, on any program, anywhere in America or around the world, because we want to empower you, because our God is a good God, and he will send his messengers with the message of restoration, rejuvenation, repentance, salvation. But it requires your action, and the first action is to put on the full armor. So, Phil, let's start.
Okay. First of all, I want to thank you for having me on the show today.
Absolutely.
We had mentioned last week the imperative of truth. In Ephesians 6, it mentions truth is the belt that we gird our loins with. I found that in referencing the scriptures on truth, that as a spiritual principle, truth relates in the armor to all the buckles and belts that fasten the armor together. So the reason I bring this up again is there are three kinds of people in the world. There are those that believe there are spiritual beings in a physical representation. There are those that believe they're just a physical representation, there's nothing more. And there's those that don't really draw the line, and they're the lukewarm. And Christ himself told us not to be lukewarm. He'd rather you be for him or against him, because those that are lukewarm, he will spew from his mouth.
Right, absolutely.
So those people, the ones that are lukewarm, won't even address this issue. They'll think that it's a hogwash, and they'll let it go away. The ones that are thinking they're just natural beings, Romans 8 talks about those types of people versus those that are spiritual beings. And those people that believe they're natural beings might listen to what we're going to talk about today, the spiritual truth, simply because everyone recognizes truth when they hear it. Doesn't matter if you believe in the Bible. It doesn't matter if you know what kind of religious base you come from. If you do have a religious base, truth is truth. And when you confront the truth, it's undeniable. It's real. It's just what it is. And like the scriptures say, the truth is incorruptible. Unlike any other piece of armor we wear, it's typically armor. Real armor is made out of steel or iron, and it can rust. And spiritually, that's represented in your armor as sin. And every time you affront the Word of God or the principles that God would rather us live by, you incorporate some form of blemish into your spiritual armor to the point where you can actually rust away or rot away any kind of protection that armor may have given you, be it your helmet, your breastplate, even your sword, for that matter. So I just wanted to touch on the fact that it's the truth that we're going to present, and those that will hear the truth will always know it. And from there, then you can relate to any of the pieces of armor.
Yeah, that's why they talk about the ring of truth. In other words, the two witnesses, your God does not expect you to check your brain or your frontal lobes at the door. He also wants you to listen. You have to shema. You have to hear God's voice, and you have to do which is a dualistic word that means hear and doing, is a one single process. So you have to actually discern. And when you do that, this process gets started. So let's continue, please.
That's right. What happens in our life, as we make decisions and we make choices, our character is formulated and presented, and people will see you for the things you've done and know you to be the person you are by the things you say and the things you do. Now, the things you say and the things you do are determined by your character, and that relates back to where in Romans 13 it references putting on the armor, that being Jesus Christ. Well, how do you put on Jesus Christ? Well, it's by emulating his character, by being Christ-like. So when you put on any particular type of characteristic, and if you look in my book, Awaken the Warrior, I've got a list of characteristics that are related to the warrior. If you don't have any one of those particular characteristics, you typically have the opposite of it. If you're not devoted to something greater than yourself, you're probably devoted to your own personal gain or self. If you're not selfless, you're usually full of yourself. If you're not a trustworthy person, you probably deal in the gray. You probably don't tell the truth. You always tell half-truths, or probably a chronic liar. If you're not an honorable person, you're probably one that slights others. Every one of these characteristics has its opposite as well. So when you perfect these characteristics, there are spiritual principles that you imbue yourself with physically. They're manifested in your life physically, not just by showing your character, but there's a spiritual principle that's activated and actuated in your life. And you can pick any one of the characteristics related to a warrior, whatever one comes to mind, and you can relate it to particular applications and armor. For instance, faith. To have faith in something, first of all, there has to be truth in what you believe in. Otherwise, you can't hold the shield. So there goes the straps and buckles that hold the shield onto your arm or around your neck. But once you have faith in something that's real, the fact of spirituality, the fact that you're more than just a mortal human being, that there's something greater going on around us, once you relate to that and you understand it, you begin to live life a little differently. And as you express your change of mind, your character begins to express itself differently, and things begin happening around you differently than might otherwise occur. Now, I find, and the scriptures bear this out, if you don't make choices and stand for purposes and principles greater than your own self-interest, if you're not a danger to the enemy generally will come back and clean you up in a mop-up operation. You may not have anything going on in your life that's strife or unusual. You may not have any great victories in your life. If you're a person that doesn't see victory in your life and you feel defeated or ho-hum, you're probably sitting on the fence. And we're told not to sit on the fence. We're to take action. When you start taking action and applying these spiritual principles, things happen in your life that are simply otherwise inexplicable.
Yeah, in other words, they're supernaturally guided.
That's it.
People need to know it's called living in the Spirit, as Paul said. It's not I that live, but he that lives within me. And when that happens, literally events, reality, healings, like the prison breaking when Silas and Peter were taken from the prisons, all these things actually happened because they were in the Spirit. They were hearing God's voice. They were doing it. They were actually putting on the armor. They had the character. They were not, they were not besmirching the character of the Most High. They were actually listening and doing, because the most subtle evil, and I want people to really get this, is to do what is right in your own eyes.
That's right.
And that's why it's so important for people to start discerning, you know, what should I be doing in this situation? Where should I, what job? What should I be doing as far as my partner, my business, everything? If you don't pray and hear the voice of the Most High, you are doing evil, even if it looks good. And that's why the people that run this world are masters of light and darkness, and they do what is good in their own eyes. They're not trying to do evil. It is evil to us because we look at it plainly. But they do what is right in their own eyes. They have no armor on. They are naked. We'll be right back with Philip Sakel right after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report and Clay and Iron Show. And you'll find some amazing points on all of this information on Clay and Iron. You'll also see some of the talking points and so on the new section on the left-hand side of Nutramedical and Clay and Iron, but you'll find the documents listed today, February 8th, so that you can follow along, check out the scriptures, and realize these principles apply whether you're trying to fight, like the Browns are doing, the constitutional rights to, as sovereigns, not to be taxed by an illegal tax. They deal with your issues of property, such as the eminent domain, where they're stealing the property of American citizens to create a Canamex highway. They determine whether or not you're being properly handled by an administrative court which has no rights to violate your constitutional rights, whether you're an engineer in the Merchant Navy, a physician, a dentist, or in any professional position where you may be a whistleblower. Without these rights, without the full armor, you cannot engage in the battle, you cannot win, and it is ultimately a spiritual battle. So let's get back to the principles, Phil.
Okay, I want to touch on something that you brought up about taxes, actually. One thing that I hear taught often in churches is that we're to pay our taxes. And I've heard pastors stand there and tell their congregation that the law says that, and even the scriptures tell us this. When Jesus was approached and presented with a coin of the realm, if this was to be rendered to Caesar in the form of a tax, what they don't teach when they talk about this in the church is there were two factions that came before Jesus to try to corner him. And here's a spiritual principle and how it's applied in this particular instance. Jesus saw Herod's men, on one hand, those that represent the realm, and the Pharisees. Israelis, on the other hand, which were the Jews, and the Jews were not for paying taxes. They were not. So you had one faction that was supporting paying the tax to Rome, and the other faction that wasn't. Jesus was damned if he did and damned if he didn't say to pay the tax or not. So if you really read what he says, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, he goes right down the middle. If you owe a tax, pay a tax. But find out if you owe a tax. That's the American application today is what I would tell people to look into. I'm not going to say to anybody, just don't pay tax. There may be applications where you owe a tax. That would be foolish for anybody to say you shouldn't pay taxes.
Yeah, when it's an unconstitutional tax, like an unapportioned tax by the Constitution, then the IRS tax, which is on income, is illegal. Other taxes are legal, and you have to pay them.
That's right. And that's where the truth will set you free.
Right, and that's why people have to also be godly. They can't take a position of an ungodly position saying, well, I'm just going to do what I want to do, which is right in my own eyes, even if it's not based on principle.
That's right. That's right. So I have people that see my ministry, and they think that I'm teaching something that's not scriptural in the form of Christ being a warrior. And I remind them that Christ represented the full character of the Father. And when Christ comes back, and he's described in Revelation 19 quite well in how he'll be depicted in return, you'll certainly see him as a warrior because he's said to be astride a white steed, his cloak soaked with blood. This is in Revelation 19, right around 11 through 20. And his comparison is that of a warrior. And he's blood-soaked, wielding a sword from his mouth. And when
which is the sword of his word.
That's right. That's right. And the sword is a symbol of authority, and Romans 13 teaches that it's for good reason that the sword is the symbol of authority, because with it is meted life as well as death. You can be saved by the application of the sword just as well as killed by the application of the sword. And we're also told how dangerous the sword is, being two-edged. If you misuse it, it's going to come back and get you. And I know from martial combat, if you don't train the proper use of a sword, you can very easily wrench an elbow or wrench a shoulder. I have a lot of friends that were using poor swordsmanship, and a lot of them wound up having shoulder surgery because they were using blows that were not properly instructed. They weren't using blows that were to be used with a sword, maybe a short sword or a dagger, but not a long sword. And they were hurting themselves. It took years for this to develop in themselves. And the same thing goes with the Word of God. If you misuse the Word of God, it will come back and get you. That's a simple principle, and it's as clear as can be in the Scriptures. I know when you want to look at the character of God, there's something powerful in knowing the names of God. And I have a lot of friends that really get into knowing the names of God and how He's acclaimed and praying to God specifically by certain names for certain needs. And I think that's a great way of developing what I call a power prayer. And
because what it does is, we don't have any faith. We just have a knowledge of the faithful one. And that's why it says when you enter into praise, when you understand the name, then guess what? Then he will perform it. That's why people have what are called these supernatural lives, because they literally become, in a sense, a servant co-creator, because they listen to the voice and the will, and they do it.
That's
what we have to do in order to move forward. You're not going to move in the battlefield unless you're told by the general, and that's the Most High, to move forward, and in what way to do so you will win the war, not in your own eyes, but in the eyes of the Most High. That's the only way to do good.
There's nothing more powerful than taking the field completely armored, because you know you're in a position of power and you're invulnerable. And when you imbue yourself with these spiritual principles, you can live a truly heroic life. And we only get one crack at life.
Right.
I don't care what people think. This is not a dress rehearsal.
Right. And this principle applies whether you're dealing with the truth or whether the vaccine is unsafe in Texas or the eminent domain, or whether tax is just or not, or whether we should be a war, or whether our blood money, our taxes, are being spent illegally by the government on an illegal war. We're responsible for all of these things, and these principles apply in every aspect of our lives, whether we'll be warriors and win or we'll be defeated because we have no armor.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to the Nutra Medical Report and Clay and Iron Show. We're teaching some spiritual principles, whether you're dealing with issues such as your taxes, your duties as a parent, your duties as a citizen, and, of course, so many challenges in this world because evil is the master of subtlety. And it said, the one who is the most subtle of all is Lucifer, the opposer, the accuser of the brethren. And if you do not have the armor on, believe me, if you're not being attacked, it means you're not in the battle. Because those who are not attacked, who are not having attacks on their career, their spirituality, their physical health, their families, they are not in the battle because the battle is heating up worldwide. We're moving toward a world identification. We're moving toward the amalgamation of all these Babel confusion religions. We're moving toward some very, very evil things. But we're moving also to a point where judgment and mercy are going to be meted out. Mercy first. And the principles that are in this talk today, and we'll be continuing with Phil Seiko, are absolutely essential whether you're trying to deal with these constitutional rights and your property or anything dealing with your family or in any area, whether you're a scientist trying to do godly work or you're dealing with the evil that drug companies are forcing psychiatric drugs on children and vaccines. All of these principles apply in every situation. So let's continue, Phil, please.
Sure. I was leading to the name of God that I refer to in Awaken the Warrior. One of the things that people have to understand, if you're gonna guard yourself with spiritual armor, where are you gonna turn to get it? Well, let's say you start with Exodus 15:3, where God says he himself is a warrior. Yahweh is a warrior. Yahweh is his name. And then in Zephaniah 3:17, it specifically addresses, this is through a minor prophet, that Jesus Christ, the Savior, is a warrior Savior. Yahweh, your God, is there with you, the warrior Savior. So you have the representation of Christ emulating the Father, and he is a warrior. Well, if you want to learn the ways of the warrior and how to prepare yourself with these spiritual principles, who better to turn to than the Commander-in-Chief? When you want to turn to the Commander-in-Chief and get his attention, you better know his name. You can't say, hey, you. They won't get his name.
Well, yeah. And also, he has to know that you understand that when he is speaking to you in that quiet voice, or if you're studying your scriptures or praying on issues, you have to do it or he will not continue speaking to you.
Absolutely.
And as you say, as you listen to little things, as he says, if you're faithful in little things, he'll make you master over greater things. And that's how the progression happens, by living, quote, in the Spirit. People don't really think. They think, well, how do those things happen in your life, Dr. Bill, or in anyone else's life that are led by the Spirit? You have to be faithful in little things first, and then the bigger things come.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you understand that God is the master, and the name of God as the leader host of armies and battle lines is Yahweh Sabaoth, and the first time that name of God is used is in the book of 1 Samuel, the first book, first chapter, and it means the God of hosts, the God of armies and battle lines. So when you turn to God and you invoke his name as Yahweh Sabaoth, you got his attention as a warrior. When you ask him to gird yourself with these spiritual principles, if you want to start learning how to apply them in your life, and if you haven't gotten a copy of my book, you can simply pray to God about it, and he'll direct your life.
Yeah, and that, by the way, we have the links there to awakenthewarrior.com. That's A-W-A-K-E-N-T-H-E, warrior.com. And if you're not a warrior, you're not in the battle. And believe me, God has Joshua believers. He does not have sleepy, quote, peace at all costs, compromise warriors. They are not. They're going to be cannon fodder. They will be mopped up at the end of the battle. And as I say, if you don't have the seal of the Most High, which is this armor, if you don't have the seal, at some point, whether you think you have guns or food or whatever, you will take the mark. Whether it's this national ID, which is just one step toward the worship of the beast system, you will take the mark, whether you're compromised because your children are starving, you don't have a home, you're cold, you've lost 100 pounds in weight, but you will eventually compromise if you don't have the full armor, and this full armor is the seal of the Most High.
What I'd like to do is show people the very simple principles of each piece of armor, and we've got plenty of time to cover them, so we can start with the feet, for instance. The shodding of the feet is the first thing that a warrior will do, and probably the last thing he'll undo is the girding for the feet. It's a matter of fact, you sleep in the field with your boots on, because if the call goes out, the cry is raised, the enemy's in the camp, you can't take 5 minutes to put your boots on. You got to get up and go. And scripturally, shodding of the feet is done with the spreading of the gospel of peace. And that's the first thing I talk about when I go to do a presentation. I bring up that whole aspect of Christ is the Prince of Peace, first off and foremost. He wasn't seen for the warrior he was by the Jews, the people he originally came for. They didn't see him as the warrior to lead them out of bondage. When he comes back again, he will. And I believe the Jews will all recognize him for who he is upon his return. So when you shine your feet with the gospel of peace, the scriptures tells us there are specific things your life will reap. And they are, for instance, your way will be made straight. You can't get lost your way of life. If you find yourself walking in circles in life, wondering what to do with your life, you don't have any direction or purpose, you probably haven't girded your feet with the preparation for peace. And that's the first thing I will tell somebody if they feel lost in their life, because the scriptures tells us in so many different places, Psalms 91, Psalms 40, Psalms 18 is wonderful. Psalms 18 tells you how to put on your Nikes, basically. You put on your run fast, jump high boots.
Right.
Those who make your feet as swift as a deer and set you firmly on the height. Who trains my hands for battle, my arms to bend the bronze bow. it gives you strides of a giant and ankles that never weaken. I mean, Nikes don't even do that for you.
Absolutely. And believe it or not, these principles are eternal. As I say, heaven and earth will pass away, but these words won't pass away. 10 trillion years or 100,000 times longer than anyone can ever imagine, this will still be the truth because these principles are eternal.
That's right. And the scriptures tell us in Proverbs that following the way of the word will serve your life as a light for your feet and a lamp for your path. If
right.
you find yourself wandering in darkness, you probably haven't pulled out the word and let a little light into your life.
Yeah.
And that's just one way of doing it. So people then say to me, okay, well, that's all rosy and fine, but how do you express it in your life? Think of the characteristics of willingness and doing. A lot of people are willing to do, but they just don't do. That makes them all mouth. They're like that klaxon horn that...
Yeah, it says be a doer of the word, and which it means don't just listen to programs like the Nutraceutical Report, Clay and Iron Show, or any Patriot program. You have to do it. You have to do it in your personal life. You have to actually implement it. You've got to get yourself physically and spiritually prepared. It says man who does not protect his family is worse than an infidel, and that's on a spiritual and a physical level. So you need to know these things. You need to know about the poisons they're putting in your food. You need to know these things or you're ungodly. So if you want to be godly, you need to be a doer of the word, as it says in the Bible.
Absolutely, and your way is made safe when you do that. Life is not a garden of green grass. It's rife with caltrops of war and broken glass. There's iron in the grass. There's stones in the grass. You can, if you've never had a stone bruise on your foot, you don't know what pain is. It's very painful.
Well, we can't be hunter-gatherers for God's blessings. We have to actively seek them by acting.
That's right. That's right. And when you have your feet properly guarded, you don't have to worry about stepping on stones or an iron prod. A couple other characteristics that I tell people to think about in their life, doggedness in spirit, perseverance, and strength of character. When you set your mind to something, stick to your guns.
Yeah, in other
stick
words, do
guns.
It and don't quit and don't be discouraged. Don't get your head or your mind off the target. Realize that it is only your response and your attitude toward your situation which you can change. Your situation will change once your response to your current situation has changed.
Absolutely. There's a very simple principle I tell people. You can believe you can or you believe you can't. Whichever you believe, you're absolutely right.
Right. In fact, that latest movie called The Secret.TV basically just talks about these biblical principles. But we need to stick to this solid truth of it, because we don't want to turn into a kind of a get-rich or get-power scheme. People need to realize it's not our will, it's His will, it's the will of the Most High. And if you, that's why I always tell people that the sword of judgment is wielded by the arm of mercy.
That's right. If you don't have mercy and justice, you don't have true justice.
No.
You just have judgment.
Right. Which is just revenge, which is ungodly.
That's right. That's right. People talk about listening to the bureaucracy. As the scriptures say, there's an authority put above us, and we're supposed to do what the authority tells us to do. But they don't teach you that principle properly, in that authority is under God first before they're put over you.
Right.
And if you're a bureaucracy, if you're congressman, if you're a district councilman, whoever is making legislation or rulings in your county, in your state, wherever, is not following proper principles as a God-fearing man, they're probably going to lead you down the primrose path, and bad things will come of it, like the real ID. I am so against that. I happen to be in Georgia, and back in 97 when, I'll give you an example of how this armoring of the feet worked in my life. Back in 97, a federal mandate came, and seven states were selected to go to the fingerprint driver's license. And it was the prelude to the real ID, is what it turned out to be. They wanted to see if they could actually implement it and how much of a ruckus there would be. Well, more people showed up at the Department of Public Safety's hearing on the matter at the state capitol than any other bill ever in the history of Georgia, and they still went forward with it. We had over 130 people show up speak before that committee. They were there until almost midnight, and they still went forward with it. So I practiced civil disobedience, and I didn't give my fingerprint up. I wound up going to jail for it. I had my phones tapped. I had roadblocks set up. They were listening to where my goings and comings would be. They had roadblocks set up to catch me on the road because I would not get a driver's license with this fingerprint on it. I wound up having to go to jail for it. And as a simple principle, I mean, I stuck up for it, and now there's real IDs coming, and I'm going to do the same thing.
Well,
I tell
we have
people,
to. This is, if people say this is not the mark of the beast, and I hear all kinds of confusion out there. The armor of God is literally the seal of the Most High. And if you see this coming, which we've already been warned about, you don't have to have all the things. You will eventually, quote, worship or fall down to this system if you take these next steps. And this next thing, which is a biometric national panopticon database with a driver's ID, let's call it not the mark of the beast, but I'm going to call it the baby step before. It's literally saying, well, you know, it's not a really deep well. I can put my foot just real close to the edge. I won't fall in, even though you don't realize the edge is greased. And it's also tilted, so as you get closer to the edge, you start sliding into the big hole. And people need to know, this needs to be the line in the sand. This is the end of the road for the New World Order. This is where we have millions of people stream to their state legislatures like they did in Maine, and they say no. But it requires the biblical principles we're teaching today, or we're going to have lots of people in jail, lots of people shot and killed, or public riots, or ungodliness, which is unconstitutional because their ultimate goal, that's why they have a buffoon in the White House that's a bisexual pedophile, probably been abused since he was an embryo by his father and his ancestors going back generations, George W. And the reason is, they want to destroy the office. They want to destroy the Constitution. We don't need a constitutional convention. We need to return to the principles of it. We don't need to have we need to have good citizens and good political citizens that are fearless. As V for Vendetta said, the people should never fear their government. The government should fear their people.
Absolutely.
And this is the real principle, but it comes back to biblical principles. We do not want to see chaos because they love chaos.
Absolutely.
They want to have, and I tell someone who told me this, his berm shelter could take a megaton warhead, and they got 80 aircraft gun and everything. This is in Nebraska back in 1999. I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to give you a list of actual technical equipment that I know about, star-based weaponry, particle beam weapons, scalar weapons that can fry you inside your berm shelter and cause your DNA to rupture, and without even raising your body temperature 1/10,000th of a degree, can cause your cells to die and turn you to slime in 20 minutes.
Yep.
I said, you think you're going to fight against the New World Order? As it says, our weapons are not carnal, but spiritual, to the tearing down of strongholds and the wickedness in high places. This requires spiritual warfare, and if you do not have the seal, you could have 10,000 guns and lots of food, and you've got an armament all around you. But if you don't have the full armor, you will eventually take the mark of the beast. As I tell people, don't concern yourself about the mark of the beast. Concern yourself about the seal of the Most High, which is to put on the armor. And you better get it on this year. That's why people aren't preparing. That's why people aren't getting things like food and water aside for a disaster. That's why they're not fighting the driver's ID. They think, well, I can still go shopping. I can still drive.
Right.
I can still just passively let, you know, it's like back in the Second World War. We're good Germans. They would not kill the Jews in death camps.
Right.
And the death camps were hidden away so the people didn't realize it. Right?
But
it's even more overt now. They've told us what they're going to do. They say, we are going to force vaccines on you with their edicts like the executive order. We are going to vaccinate your little girls with live viruses that will give them cancer. We are going to fluoridate your food. It'll fry your brain and turn you into a vegetable. We're going to put toxins in your food. We're going to irradiate it. We're going to do all these things, but it comes back to these principles. And if you don't operate in these principles, God help you, because no one else will. And God is going to turn. He says, if I do not hear your prayers, I turn my face from you. If you don't follow these principles, he doesn't hear you. You can say, well, I'm a child of God. I go to church. I put my tithe in. If you don't follow these principles, he does not hear you, and you are on your own devices. You are in the horns of a dilemma, literally.
Yeah, like it says in Timothy, don't hear this message and be like one who looks in the mirror, sees their face, and then turns away and forgets what they've seen.
Right, and people, I want to connect them to the actual physical ugliness of what's coming. We have a world identification, okay? We have a global pandemic which these monsters have made. We've got nukes pre-placed in U.S. and cities, not just in the United States, but around the world in capital cities all over the world by these globalists. We've got satanic Luciferian monsters who are bisexuals and thousands of people, hundreds of thousands every year disappearing for good, forever. God knows where. We'll deal with it in future programs with Ted Gunderson and others. Horrific things done. People are just, they're disconnected. I tell people, if you do not act, and you know, and if you say, I do not want to know, you as well are as guilty as the perpetrator. And the only way you can engage in the battle is if you put on the armor so that you can engage. So in other words, if you're silent, sitting around, well, it's not my problem. Guess what? Yeah. Then you are the problem.
Absolutely.
That's why they need to get these principles. This book is absolutely essential for them to understand and get back into your scriptures. Get ready. This is a year that the spiritual warfare, everything's going to heat up. It's going to be really, really ugly. But you can win if you have the armor on. We'll be back in a moment with Phil Seiko. Putting on the full armor. Get ready for battle this year, people. Things are going to start happening this year.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report, arming you with the truth, connecting the dots. And by the way, the Connecting the Dots DVD is available. You can order it by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. We've remastered it. It's indexed. It's remarkable. It will inform and transform because it's based on these principles, and it will start you on the road and on the people beside you. If you really care about your neighbors, and there really are only two commandments that God gave originally to Moses, he said, love your God with your heart, your soul, and your mind. And the second commandment was, love your neighbor as yourself. What happened is when, of course, Moses came down from the mount, and when he brought them to the people, he saw them in revelry and worshiping the golden calf, so he broke them. And in anger, he returned to the mountain, and Moses wrote down the commandments based on the principles of God, and thereby we have the law. The law has become a chain. It has become a master. And Jesus himself said that I will write my commandments upon your hearts of flesh. In other words, you'll know the right principles because we part organically of what you are, the character of your being. If your character is not right with God, you will not be empowered by him. And if you're trying to save your family from ending up in a death camp, or your nation from destruction, or your property from being stolen or poisoned by poison foods, you need to deal with the spiritual principles, because nothing else, no technology, no guns, no associations, no geopolitics will save you. Only these principles when applied correctly. So back to you, Phil.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You know, if people sharpen their sword, that is the word of God, and get into the principles themselves of how to live a scriptural type life, you don't have to be a holier than thou. I've known so many Christians
that
were so heavenly minded they were no earthly good, as the expression goes.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
You can say mountains about people like that, but what's the point? What's the point?
Exactly.
So we were just saying in the last section that shodding the feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, well, what that yields your life is steadfastness, support, and perseverance. That's what you'll represent. Your life will see these things develop. You'll feel more purpose. You'll find more concrete things happening in your life. Maybe not as many things, but when they happen, big things move.
Right.
The next part of armoring would then be girding the loins. What people don't understand about girding the loins, the way the Romans did it, they wore a belt actually between their legs. They would tuck themselves so they couldn't be castrated in combat.
Right.
And when that would gird their loin, and it would bind all of the loose undergarment so that their legs were free to move. And just like it says in the book of John 8, you'll come to know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, there you have it. Truth does three things in your life. It acts as protection, it offers support, and it offers strength. And as you practice trustworthiness in your life, you'll find the very same things happen in your life. It will, your trustworthiness, your devotion to justice and honor will yield itself in your life in the form of freedom.
Yeah, in other words, the best way to have a good friend is to be a good friend.
There you go.
The best way to be a good to have a good country is to be a good citizen. The best way to be a good partner in your marriage is to be a good partner. If you want a good partner, you must be one, and you must also be it in such a way that it's not done for you, it's done for the Most High, because you have to give as not expecting return, because it's you that needs to get a relationship, not anyone else.
Well, when you act that way, you're not a warrior, you're a mercenary.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly true. We're going to return in just a moment here, just one moment break to the top of the hour. We're going to continue with Phil Seiko, awakenthewarrior.com. And we're going to return. We'll be taking calls to an hour or two, so stay on the line. Call in 800-313-9443. Important principles. If you don't understand these, don't get in the battlefield. You will be cannon fodder if you do.